This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government today approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "This is a step towards inclusive development, ensuring nutrition security." He said, "The total financial implication of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees." Speaking on the Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi initiative, the minister said, "India has a rich maritime heritage and this rich maritime heritage needs to be preserved and developed." He said, "The government has approved the National Maritime Heritage Complex in Lothal, Gujarat." Mr. Vaishnaw said, "Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the development of infrastructure in the border areas." He said, "The government has approved the construction of 2,280 kilometers of roads which will be built in border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab." He said, "The projects will cost more than 4,400 crore rupees." He said, "This will improve rural livelihood and ensure easier access and connectivity." Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of various developmental projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conference. Speaking on the launch of these projects, the Prime Minister said that various developmental projects across major sectors have been launched and completed in Maharashtra in the last few years. He added that Maharashtra has never witnessed such speedy development in its history. The Prime Minister said that the central government has fulfilled the long-lived dream of Marathi Manus by conferring the status of classical language on Marathi. Haryana BJP chief Mohan Lal Badauli has said that for the third time, people have voted for BJP to form a double engine government. Mr. Badauli said that he, along with Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, met BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi today. In a reply to a question, Mr. Badauli said, "Nothing was discussed regarding the state of swearing-in ceremony of the new government in the state, and everything will be decided after the Dashehra festival." A Congress delegation today met the Election Commission and filed a complaint in connection with the issue of battery levels in EVMs during the Haryana Assembly elections. Talking to media, Congress leader Pawan Khera said that they have submitted 20 complaints to the commission received from 7 constituencies of Haryana in this regard. Mr. Khera urged the commission to seal the EVM machines against which they have lodged complaints until investigation is completed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from tomorrow. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East and Ministry of External Affairs Jaideep Mazumdar said, during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Mazumdar informed that this will be Prime Minister Modi's 10th attendance at the ASEAN-India Summit. He said, "Prime Minister is travelling to Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister of Laos, Sonsay Sipandon." Mr. Mazumdar said, "Prime Minister Modi, along with other heads of states and government of ASEAN countries, will review the progress of the relations between India and ASEAN." Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is constantly working to strengthen the infrastructure on the border. In a social media post, Mr. Shah today said that central government has approved the construction of 2,280-kilometer roads in the border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab at a cost of over 4,000 crore rupees. In the USA, ahead of Hurricane Milton, more than 5 million residents on Florida's western coast were urged to leave the densely populated coastal area. In men's T20 international cricket, the second of three match series between India and Bangladesh is underway in Delhi. Chasing the target of 222 runs set by India, Bangladesh were 117 runs for 7 in 17 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and elected to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.